There was a king who had three children, and he was getting on in years, and he decided that he would have to make up a competition to see which of the children would be the best ruler after him. So the next morning, the three children came down to breakfast and found that there was a gold coin beside their plates. "What is this for?" said Adam the eldest. "Ah," said their father, "you have a competition, you three, for I wish to see who will make the best ruler after me. And whoever can fill the castle with something that is bought with that coin will be the next ruler." There were 53 rooms in that castle. Well, the three ate their breakfast in silence, puzzled, wondering, what could they fill the castle with? After breakfast, Adam went for a walk, his favourite thing to do. He went through the forest, and it was a warm autumn day, and he came and he sat underneath his favourite tree, and the wind was gentle on his face, and he fell asleep. And when he woke up, there were birds twittering above his head. "I know what I'll fill the castle with," he said. "I'll fill it with feathers." Now, in those days and in those times, feathers were used for all kinds of things, for stuffing pillows and bedspreads. They were used for writing with and decorating clothing. And so it was, he went to the town and he went to the market. And he found a stall that was selling feathers. And he asked the man, "How many bags of feathers will I get for this gold coin?" "Oh my goodness," said the man, "I've never seen a gold coin in my life." "Well, you can have all the feathers I possibly can give you. So come back to my workplace and you can take the lot." Well, the prince arranged to have all those feathers delivered. And then Adam went off quite happy with himself. Eric also went for a walk, but he went up to the hills. He liked to be where it was quiet. But it wasn't that quiet, for as he came over the brow of the hill, he heard... And there below him was Thomas the shepherd. "Thomas," cried Eric. "Oh, hello, Prince, how you doing?" "No bother," said Eric. "How's yourself?" "Oh, I'm fine. Just enjoying my whistle here." "Aye," said Eric. "How much would you take to give me that whistle?" "Oh, well, how much have you got?" And he showed him the gold coin. "Well, do you know this," said Thomas, "I don't think I want to sell the whistle. My father gave me this whistle." "Hmm," said Eric. "Well, how about if I could borrow it till tomorrow and you could still have the gold coin?" "Really?" said Thomas. "And you'll bring it back?" "Aye." "It's a deal," said Thomas, taking the gold coin and handing over the whistle. "Cheers," said Eric, and off he went. Well, he practiced very, very hard because he was thinking he could fill the castle with music. Now, Sarah, she didn't enjoy walking very much. She liked the garden and she was busy making daisy chains, and she got so caught up in making her chains she forgot about thinking about the gold coin until she realised the sun was starting to go down. So she rushed off to the town to see what she could get in the market. But oh no, everybody was packing up and she was panicking. And then she grinned. She saw what she was wanting to get. Well, Father was waiting for the three, and when they all appeared, he said, "Right, let's see, what are you going to fill the castle with?" "Well," said the eldest, Adam, he said, "Father, I decided feathers would fill the castle." "Oh," said the king. Well, the servants brought out all these sacks and they were sneezing and sneezing as they poured all the sacks out. and the feathers filled 3 rooms. 53 rooms to fill. Oh, dearie me, said the king. That's not nearly enough feathers, Adam. But it looked like there was heaps. Well, it was a good idea, but I'm sorry. Well, what about you, Eric? Well, said Eric, I'm going to play the whistle. And he played his very loudest. I think I've filled all 53 rooms, Father. Oh, you have, said the king. Well done. But Sarah said, Father, are you sure he has actually filled every room? So a servant was sent up to the top chamber and a servant was sent down to the cellar. And poor old Eric had to play again. His very, very loudest. And the servant came running down the stairs. He said, yes, I could hear the prince. The servant that was in the cellar came back up and said, has he started yet? Well, said the king, Eric, that was such a great idea. But I'm sorry, lad, you've not managed to fill the whole castle. Sarah, what about you? Well, Sarah had 53 parcels on the table, all wrapped up in brown paper and string, and she undid all 53. I wonder if you've guessed what was inside. There was candles. And she went round 53 rooms and she lit every single candle. And then she asked them all to come outside and look. And the castle was filled with light. And the king was delighted and he turned to Sarah and said, my daughter, you will be the next ruler of this kingdom. And so it came to be. And every year on Sarah's birthday, everybody would light a candle in their window to celebrate.